Gloria Adkins had gone with a friend to see an apartment in Black Rock, planning to ask the landlord if he had anything else available.
I let him know that I'm looking for an apartment also. And, you know, he told me that he did have another apartment and, you know, that I possibly could see it later.
Then came the crucial question. Adkins has a Section 8 voucher under a federal program that helps poor people pay their rent. So she asked, did the landlord take Section 8?
From his voice, from his statement, even his whole demeanor, it was like, no, I don't want to deal with Section 8. I feel it's too big of a hassle, and I'm not going to.
Most people would have let it go. But Adkins knew that in Buffalo, it's against the law to refuse to rent to someone simply because they receive Section 8 or any kind of government assistance.
It made me angry, you know, because I'd heard that so many times from so many landlords that it was ridiculous.
A few days later, she filed a complaint with Housing Opportunities Made Equal, HOME for short, a local fair housing organization. The landlord says he doesn't recall telling anyone that he wouldn't take Section 8. But undercover testing showed that what happened to Adkins wasn't a one-off. When a tester posing as a Section 8 voucher holder asked to see the apartment, she got the same response. Holmes sent these findings to the city. Months went by, and Adkins didn't hear anything. It's now been almost 2 years, and she's still waiting to hear back from the city. Buffalo passed its fair housing law in 2006, but since then, the city has done little to enforce it, despite receiving at least 25 complaints like the one Adkins filed. Case files have been lost. The position of fair housing officer has sat vacant for years at a time. The city's own fair housing plan notes concerns that the law is mostly symbolic. Daniel Corbett is HOME's associate director.
It's very frustrating to, you know, tell folks that this is what the law says, but the city's not enforcing it.
So I asked Mayor Byron Brown,
why doesn't the city pursue cases against landlords who violate this law?
We do, very aggressively.
In fact, the city has been anything but aggressive. I looked through all the complaints HOME has referred to the city between 2006, when the law passed, and the end of last year. In roughly half those cases, it's unclear whether city officials even decided whether a landlord had discriminated. When they did, those decisions took on average almost 3 times as long as the law allows. And even when a landlord was found to have violated the law, there's no record, in most cases, that the city took action against them. In the 12 years since the law passed, I found only one case where the city has taken legal action against a landlord, and only recently, after we began asking about the lack of enforcement. There are almost 9,000 families in Buffalo who rely on Section 8, and in theory, they can live anywhere they can afford the rent. But in practice, a whole swath of the rental market is off limits to them, because many landlords refuse to take their vouchers.
You know, when someone is denied housing, even though they qualify for the housing, even though they can afford the housing, it takes just an unbelievable toll.
And the city's inaction gives landlords who discriminate little incentive to change. Gloria Adkins can't understand why the city doesn't do more to enforce the law. For voucher holders like her, she says, the stakes are high.
There is a way of life for somebody. There's a comfortable place for some family. There's a place for some individual to lay their head that's going to be safe and warm and dry.
For WBFO News, I'm Charlotte Keith with Investigative Post.